you know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to
talk? This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer right here on PARockShow.com, also available in St. Louis, Missouri, on FM station near you, and on MegaRockRadio.net. Did you know about that FM thing? I bet you didn't. So on the line with me, you heard him laughing, is Eric Rhodes from Salvacin and Shattered. What's up, Eric?
What's going on, Bill? Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thanks for coming in last minute for me.
Yeah, no problem.
So I mentioned the two bands. You sing leads for Salvacin and play guitar, correct?
Yeah, I sing lead vocals and play guitar for Salvacin, and then I play guitar and sing backup vocals for Shattered.
And we've had you on as a guest for Shattered before, but we've never really mentioned Salvacin because it's newer.
Yeah, that was a few years ago that I was on, so we just started Salvacin last summer. So,
Who's in that band with you?
There's a few guys from the Westmoreland County area that I met. A friend of mine, Rob, he's our bass player, and he introduced me to the other two guys actually at a Shattered CD release party, and they all came. That's kind of how I met those guys.
Was that the Rise of the Hypocrisy CD release?
Yes, it was. And, I've known Rob for 4 or 5 years now, but I didn't know the other guys until that show.
So did he come with the intentions of getting you to join the band, or do you think that just happened?
No, it kind of just happened. They just came to pretty much just to check out our show and hang out. And, actually their original singer, when they first started the band, he's in another local band right now called Fail. And he got kind of tied up in that. So he left the band. That's when Rob kind of brought me on. I just kind of started jamming with him a little bit, and then it kind of worked out. And I guess I kind of took over. So.
So it was kind of a spur of the moment on your end, but they may have had an idea.
Yeah, I think they had an idea for a little while, but yeah, it was kind of a last minute thing for me. I just didn't really have the intentions of, being in another band, but you know, things happen. So I'm glad I did it though. It's a lot of fun.
I have to be honest. I haven't seen Salvacin, but I have seen Shattered a few times.
Yeah, we play out at, we definitely play at Rock for Life usually. So
Rock for Life. You played the PA Rock Show. Did you play 8 and 9 or just 8?
We were only on there once. I think it was,
Were you at Island or were you at the Moose?
Oh, okay. We were at Island for that.
Okay, so you were at the first one at 8. For those of you that are listening, have no idea what we're talking about. The Pennsylvania Rock Show, in our 8th year, we started a anniversary show, and it benefited a student of mine, Alicia Ruby, who is currently in the hospital. She needs a liver transplant, and she's currently number 1 on the transplant list. And then the following year. Last 2 years, we've had the show at the Leechburg Moose, and all the proceeds benefited the Rock for Life concert series that Eric just mentioned. If you're interested in finding out about Rock for Life, you can go to rockforlife.com. Sorry, rockforlifeconcert.com. Basically, they raise money for children with deadly situations, I guess is an easy way to explain it. And bands like Shattered have played and donated their time, which is really awesome. So, and no one's thanked you for that lately, Eric. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's such a great honor to be able to be a part of Rock for Life, everything they do. And it's just a real fun time. It's great helping people out.
My part in it is really just the website and helping get the word out. And then I get to go up on stage and take pictures when I decide to show up. It sounds terrible, but that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
But Rock for Life puts on, I don't know, somewhere in a range of 10 shows a year. They vary. There's some that are, that happen every year, and then sometimes they'll throw something at you, like they had pre-show parties this year, back to back at the sidebar.
yeah, they do about 4 or 5 out of Islin, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Islin Ballfield. I've been there when the stage was two flatbed tractor trailers pulled up beside each other, and what they have now is just an amazing change with the big 40x40 stage that they built. It's awesome.
It is awesome. All the people that donated their time to do that is great.
And that's something else I should bring up. I know Alicia, who I mentioned earlier, there's Smiles for Alicia, where people were sending Christmas cards, and they were supposed to put $1 in a Christmas card, and it was supposed to help with things like her parents driving to and from home and things like that. And her family actually decided to take that money instead of using it for them and to donate it to Rock for Life, so Rock for Life could fix the roof on the trailer that the bands use behind the stage.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they're to say the situation they're in right now is critical is actually probably not the word isn't strong enough, but they're still looking out for other people while that's going on. They're an amazing group of people. With that said, let's get back to your bands. So I mentioned the Rise of the Hypocrisy, which I believe was the latest release for Shattered. Am I correct?
Yes, it is. That came out in February of 2012, and that was actually our only full length. We had some demos and EPs out before that, but that was our first actual full length album.
And then every once in a while, I play some of the live stuff. That's what I should play. I should play one of the live songs from when you were here in the studio.
I don't even think we play any of those songs anymore. I'd have to go back and listen to that.
I'm not even – let me see if I can figure out who – I'm going to go into the files here. February 23rd, 2007 is when they were recorded. It was Rise and Let Me Down.
Rise and Let Me Down. Those were real old songs. I don't think we've played those songs since about 2008.
and I believe it's a different singer on there too.
Yeah, actually our lead vocalist was Evan before, and he's our guitarist and backup vocalist now. And pretty much the first couple years that we were a band, Evan pretty much sang all our original stuff and I sang the covers. And then the end of 2008, beginning of 2009, we decided to go out and get a full-time vocalist. That's when we brought in Josh. So we went back to our normal guitar roles that we're a little bit more comfortable with.
How would you feel about me pressing play on one of those right now and letting everybody hear it?
Go right ahead.
Which one would you rather hear?
Of Let Me Down and Rise.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
If I remember correctly, Rise.
Go ahead and do Rise. I haven't heard that song in years.
We were talking about the songs that you recorded live here back in February of 2007, and I'm going to go ahead and play Rise for the listeners of the radio show, if that's okay with you.
That would be great.
And I believe you mentioned off the air that Evan, your guitarist, was singing lead at that point.
Yes, yes, he was.
So I'll add that to the playlist. But before we do that, why don't you tell me about the song Ridicule off of that latest album, Rise of the Hypocrisy?
Oh, Ridicule is it was a song that we pretty much had the most success for that song of any song that we've written. It got picked up by 105.9DX and a couple other stations, Rocky 99 in Johnstown, a couple other stations in West Virginia. But it was really, really successful for us. And got a lot of new fans with that song. Got to play a lot of different shows. And really, to this day, it's still one of my favorite songs that we've written. We always play it at every show. So that's Ridicule.
Who wrote the lyrics for it?
Oh, well, Josh wrote the lyrics for that one, our singer. Josh writes the majority of our lyrics. And then, we did have a couple, old songs that we, I think about four of them that were on The Rise of Hypocrisy before Josh joined the band that, Evan, myself and, Tim would have wrote the lyrics for. And, but Ridicule was, it was one of the last songs that we wrote for that CD. So, Josh wrote the words for that one. And, that was a collective effort on the music, I guess, between all of us.
When you do credits on a song, do you, does everybody get credited?
Yeah, we don't have any individual credits on the song on the album. I believe in the album credits, it just has, all of us for the music and lyrics.
So, we're going to play Ridicule by Shattered and, a few other bands from our local area. Maybe we'll hear some, let's see, what could go with Shattered? Chip Demonic, Make You Famous, and Fist Fight in the Parking Lot, Natural Fool, here on the PA Rock Show. Hey, it's Bill on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. You just got done hearing some of the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. With me tonight on the phone is Eric from Shattered and his second band, Selvason. Still with me, Eric?
Yes, I am.
So while they were listening to music, you and I were chatting a little bit. You want to tell them about the upcoming shows and what each band has going on for me?
Yeah. Well, we're kind of currently on a little bit of a hiatus right now with Selvason. We're writing some new material and we're kind of taking a little bit of a break from shows. We'll probably get back out there and start playing this summer. As far as Shattered goes, we're going to start playing a lot of shows. Next Saturday, January 10th, we are at Altar Bar with Mushroom Head. January 23rd, we're at Mel's in Somerset. February 28th, we are at Slammin' Sam's in Johnstown. And March 28th, we are at the Castle Pub in Evansburg. And we have a bunch of other stuff in the works too over the next few months.
Where could anyone that wants to find your schedule go to find it?
You want to check out our website, facebook.com/shatteredrocks. Just friend us on there, and we always post whenever we're having shows.
Do you have any other social media that you'd like to mention?
Not this time, but we're in the process of making a YouTube channel for Shattered. You can go on Salvison's page at facebook.com/Salvison.
You might want to spell Salvison.
S-A-L-V-A-S-I-N.
And what was Shattered again?
It's facebook.com/shatteredrocks.
Do you plan on doing any solo stuff anytime soon?
That's a good question. I had a few songs I just wrote all the music to and all the lyrics before I started doing the Salvason thing. So I just kind of put those on the back burner. And I was thinking about maybe a year or so down the road, just kind of trying to go back on those and maybe record one or two of them and seeing what happens.
So the answer to that is maybe.
Maybe.
Are they songs that you showed to either band, or you really just like, are they going to hear about it the first time when they listen?
We actually tried to do one of the songs in Salvason, but it just, I don't know. It wasn't really working with what we had going on. I think Salvason and Shattered are a little bit different as far as, the types of rock music we play. And, I think these type of songs would go, or more Shattered songs with my lyrics. So it's a little bit different for Salvason. So, if we were going to play the songs in one of the bands, it would probably end up being Shattered.
There's a song, and I'm going back to, oh, why can't I think of the name of it? It's a Kiss song. There we are, back to them again. And it's off of Hot in the Shade, and I can, let me see if I can get a track list.
All right.
Hot in the Shade. Wikipedia, they should be able to tell me. Oh, there it is over there. Hide Your Heart.
Okay.
It was recorded by three different bands in the same year.
Oh, wow.
Paul Stanley co-wrote it. I can't remember who he was with. He co-wrote it. He didn't write it for Kiss.
I'm guessing one of them was his solo project, right?
It was not.
Oh, wow.
Here we go. Wikipedia coming through again.
Okay, they never lie.
No, never. I tell my students all the time, you're not allowed to use Wikipedia. Okay, so Hide Your Heart was written by Paul Stanley, Desmond Child, and Holly Knight.
Okay.
And it was recorded four times, actually.
Oh, wow.
It was recorded by Molly Hatchet on their album Lightning Strikes Twice. That was September 6th. Then it was recorded by Ace Frehley on his solo album Trouble Walking.
Okay.
And then Trouble Walking and Hot in the Shade were released within weeks of each other. And the story that Ace tells is that Paul, or I can't remember if it was Paul or Gene, called and asked him not to release it, and he did it anyway. And then so Kiss released it on Hot in the Shade. And then Bonnie Tyler was the other one, who I had never heard of.
I have no idea who that is either.
So four different artists recorded that song, and it was never supposed to be a Kiss song. But so that was what I was kind of thinking of when I asked you, like, which band was going to play it, if you had shown it to either band, because that song wasn't supposed to be a Kiss song, and then ended up being a Kiss song, Bonnie Tyler song, an Ace Frehley song, and a Molly Hatchet song. Anyway, I should talk about different band. People are probably tired of hearing me talk about Kiss. But at least it's not Nickelback, right?
That's a very good thing.
Now, I will tell you that I kind of like Nickelback.
See, I used to like Nickelback a lot back in whenever they released their first couple albums. So you had like that one song on the CD that was that real bad radio song, you know. Then the rest of the album were like real good hard rock songs. And then all of a sudden they got real popular, and then all the songs were those songs.
And they all sounded the same.
I stopped listening to Nickelback.
Are you familiar with Chuck Spada?
Yes, I am.
Recently, yeah. Have broken up, but their bass player, Jim.
Okay.
He hates Kiss and Nickelback. So my wife and I both give him a hard time all the time, because my wife really likes Nickelback, and obviously I really like Kiss.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of either band. So
I'll be honest with you. Kiss is mediocre musician-wise, but they're fun, fun to go watch.
Yeah, you know what? I've never seen them live. I think that it would be pretty cool to see a live show.
I will tell you, the worst Kiss show I ever saw, they were on tour with Aerosmith. It was the worst Aerosmith show I ever saw, and the only one I ever saw. Yeah,
really?
I think Steven Tyler must have been sick that night. Joe Perry sang most of the leads. It was also the year that they put out blues album, Honkin' on Bobo. They headlined. So, you know, Kiss was out there first, spitting blood and breathing fire and flying through the air and all the stuff they normally do. And then, you know, the curtain came down, they tore their stage down, curtain comes back up, and it's like you're looking at Mardi Gras. It looked, and they just kind of sat on stools and played, and I was like, wow, that's how you're gonna follow this up? But yeah, anyway, since I've been bringing up some of the major bands in the history of rock, who would you say or your influences?
Who are my influences on music? I would say whenever I first started playing guitar, I started playing guitar when I was in high school, probably about 15 years ago. I was listening to a lot of like the early 90s, Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains and Soundgarden, those type of bands. Right now, I would say I'm more influenced by the heavier rock bands that are out today, more in the lines of Seven Dust, Red, some of those type of bands.
Now, out of the two bands you're in now, which one is the heavier band?
Definitely Shattered is. We definitely have some heavier stuff with Salvation, but it's definitely not as heavy as Shattered. Although with Shattered, we do a lot of different things. We have some real heavy songs, and we have some lighter songs as well.
Have you been in any other bands since you started playing in high school?
Yeah, I was actually in a few bands. Before I joined Shattered, I was in a couple bands that I was just played with a couple friends, and I was also in a band called Cypher for about a year and a half before we joined Shattered. Tim, our bass player from Shattered, was actually in that with me, and actually our the drummer for that band. He's in a band called Crown the Empire right now, and they're signed, they're touring the country. They just got off a tour with Asking Alexandria, so they're doing pretty well for themselves.
So, how about, let's see, I probably asked you this years ago, but if you had to pick one person that has supported you the most over your musical career, who would it be?
One person that supported me the most. That's a really good question, because I've had a lot of people that supported me. Whenever I first started, my parents were helping me buy a lot of the equipment and stuff. So they definitely contributed a lot. And I'd say a lot of my friends have, especially when we first started, they were coming out to a lot of shows and stuff and trying to help us out. And right now my fiance always, she always encourages me, and, she never gets real upset with me whenever I go to practice all the time, but she comes to all the shows. So she's probably my biggest supporter right now. But, over the years, my parents and my friends have all supported me pretty well.
Those sound like safe answers. Here, let's get down to what's important. How's your hockey season going?
Actually, I'm in between seasons right now, so it didn't well though. We
Me too, actually. We lost in the semis.
Yeah, that's when we lost too, so.
So someday I'm going to get you to Murrysville. I thought I had it this time when I told you we're playing indoors.
I'll come up once. I'll definitely come up once.
Okay, so the other song that I have queued for the listening audience is The Tie That Binds off of the same album. What can you tell us about that song?
Well, The Tie That Binds is actually pretty interesting, because that was actually a real old song that we wrote when we first started the band back in 2006, and we actually played it on your show. I think it was one of the ones that we played and you didn't record, but
it's recorded somewhere. It's just not cut out.
It ended up being like, when we first wrote it, it was like a 8 or 9 minute long song, and it was just way too long. And whenever Josh, our singer, joined the band, we decided to go back and kind of redo that song. So, and it ended up turn it into a completely different song, just using the main verse riff is all, the only thing we kept, and we pretty much wrote a whole different song around it. Used a few of the same lyrics, but it really evolved a lot, and it definitely shows a different side of the band. Real starts off real slow, gets a little bit heavier later in the song, and the version on the CD, we actually had Steve from the band Bare Minimum. He's their keyboard player. He he played some guest keyboards for us on the album, and it turned out really well.
So this is Pennsylvania Rock Show. You're about to hear The Tie That Binds from Shattered. You're also going to hear Joe Patrick, Four on the Floor, which is kind of a southern rocker. This is PA Rock Show. We'll be back with Eric shortly. You're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show. You just heard music from local Pennsylvania bands and our Get Out of Town segment, which included Grand Fury and their song Last Day and Pepperdome and their song Flesh. You heard Shatter's song off of Rise of the Hypocrisy, The Tie That Binds was that track. And then you heard some Joe Patrick and Four on the Floor with their song Hillbilly at Heart. On the phone with me right now is Eric from Shattered. If you have not been paying attention, we've talked about his influences. We've talked about his other band, Salvacin, the shows they have coming up, where you can find them. You can go to facebook.com/Salvacin or facebook.com/Shattered Rocks. Did I get those right?
Yes, you did.
Nice. So while you were listening to the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer, Eric and I were chatting a little bit. And he mentioned that Shattered is actually in the studio, which means I'm going to get new Shattered music, right?
Yeah, eventually. hopefully we have the album out by the end of the year. Hopefully by the end of the summer, but definitely by the end of the year.
How many tracks do you have ready to go?
There's going to be 12 tracks on the next album. There's going to be 11 are going to be full band, and there's one just acoustic and vocals.
One acoustic or everybody acoustic?
Well, there's two acoustic guitars and vocals on that one.
And is it like a ballad?
Yeah, it's definitely a slower ballad song. Yeah. But it's really good. It's actually one of my favorite songs that we wrote. We actually may put that one out a little bit early. So we already have all the music recorded on that one. We just need to do the vocals. So we might actually put that one up on our website maybe in a couple months before the rest of the songs are done.
I would love to play that for you.
That would be great.
So here, I'm going back to Kiss again, but do you know what my favorite Kiss track is of all time?
What's that?
Beth.
Oh, yeah?
Are you familiar with that at all?
No. No.
It's a ballad. It was a B-side ballad. It ended up being one of their most famous songs ever.
Really? Wow.
It's off of 1976 album Destroyer, which coincidentally is the year I was born.
But it's probably one of those songs that if I heard it, I'd know it.
I'd sing it to you, but you don't want me to sing.
go ahead. See, I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
now.
I'm not singing it. But the lyrics are, Beth, I hear you calling. I can't come home right now. Is that familiar at all? Me and the boys are playing. Wow.
Not really. Wow. It'd be a lot better if you sang it.
Yeah, I'm not singing it. I want the people to stay and listen to everything that we have to say, not to press stop and go do something else.
That's true.
So we're trying to, I told Eric this off the air, but I'm trying a new recording situation. So if you're listening and you want to tell us it's better or it's worse, or if I'm just really bad at this, you can give us an email at feedback@parockshow.com. In fact, anything you want to tell us, you can do. You can send an email to feedback@parockshow.com. You can go to the show notes on our website, and there's a section at the bottom of every podcast page where you can make comments about anything. Maybe you want to respond to something Eric said, or ask him a question, or tell me I'm bad at this. Did I say that already? It's been 10 years. Something must be working. So it said 12 songs. A ballad. You want to mention any of the titles?
Yeah, we have the title of the acoustic song is actually Silhouette. There's a song that we wrote probably about 2 years ago now. It's called Hellbent. And we've been playing that song at pretty much every show that we've had since then. And it's been going over really well. And that may end up being the first song that we try to get played on the radio from the CD.
That's our local scene has that little in now with I hate to say it, but with someone at a local local radio station, you know who I mean, right?
Yeah.
And you may or may not hear her singing at some point during this show, but she's also really, really good with the Rock for Life stuff.
Yeah, we actually played with them a couple years ago out at one of the I think it was one of the Rocktoberfest shows. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's really cool and everything.
Do you realize that the band behind her is like they're in like three or so other bands with just a different singer?
Yeah, I knew the drummer was in several bands, and one of the guys was in Mojo Filter, wasn't he?
I think it's Mojo Filter with Abby singing.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, then all the guys are in Mojo Filter.
And then now that we gave away who it was, but Venus and Furs, same band except Michael, and I can't remember his last name, is the singer.
Okay.
I know there's at least one more. And then the drummer is in Alice in Chains cover band with Mike Pirock. I can't think of the name right now. If you want to find out, go to fuentertainmentrocks.com. It's on there. And that's me. FU Entertainment brings our concert calendar, which you'll hear at some point during the show. So that's fuentertainmentrocks.com if you want to check them out. If you want to check out upcoming shows that are not mentioned in our concert calendar, which John Lane, he does that for me, akmusicscene.com. There's all kinds of interesting stuff there. We have some guest writers. Chip Demonic wrote something about opening for national bands. We did some spotlights on Beardley Customs. Are you familiar with Camp Element, Eric?
Yeah, actually, I seen Camp Element a long time ago. I'm guessing it was like 2002 or something like that, and they just got back together. But I was really, really digged them at the show I was at, though.
Well, Beardley Customs is their bass player, and he builds his own basses and guitars, and he's actually doing them custom for other people now. And then within the last couple months, he's actually added chopping blocks to that.
Oh, wow.
He was selling those for Christmas. But did a spotlight on him and his basses. I saw them live. They actually played the PA Rock Show 10-year anniversary. And I actually grew up with their lead singer. He and I were in Boy Scouts together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He doesn't quite seem the type when you hear him up there screaming, right?
Yeah, really.
Awesome band, though. But anyway, akmusicscene.com, parockshow.com, fuentertainment.com, tmentertainment.com, shadyladystudio.com. I can just keep rattling off all the people and places that have influenced the Pennsylvania Rock Show. The bands are a huge deal. If you go to parockshow.com on the right-hand side, there's a thing that says find a band, and you can go and find contact information for the bands that you hear on the show. I probably need to update Shattered, though. So I'll be doing that here momentarily. I have to add Salvacin once we get something that people can hear, too.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be recording some stuff this summer. And you have some songs you can put up.
When Shattered is in the studio, where is the studio?
Right now we're recording at local Commotion Studios in Jeanette. And the guy that's recording us is Greg Livingood, and he plays drums in a few local bands. He's in a band called Bare Minimum. He's in a cover band called Crush. And then he's also, he also just started playing for Chip Demonic.
Huh. We've mentioned him a few times in the last couple minutes.
Yeah.
He, I only have one song from him. I'm going to work on that though.
Yeah. We actually just played with Chip Demonic, a couple months ago at a Halloween show, but they're real good. Sounded great.
He's also in a band called, I'm going to say it wrong, Lindana, I think.
Okay.
They're a little less heavy. It's a good band, but not something that I would play on this show. let's see. We got some Gene the Werewolf. They actually opened our show this month. His song, I only want to rock and roll. Is our opener.
I haven't got a chance to check them out.
Oh, you should. That song especially, that one reminds me of AC/DC.
Really?
Yeah. But some Big House Pete earlier, their song 10 Years.
They're another great band.
That's probably the clean song. some Doppler Effect. I'm going to play here at the end of the show, we're going to play some Slant 6 and some Rising Regina. Familiar with Slant 6, right?
Oh, yeah. We played with Slant 6 some probably guessing 4 or 5 times between Rock for Life and a lot of the different Rock for Life shows. I think we played with them. We just played with them back in August with Tantric at the Hard Rock also. They're great guys. They're a really good band.
They started out more, I don't want to say like classic rock sound, but they've gotten heavier over the years.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're heavy, but.
I seen them not too long after they started out, and it was definitely a little bit more of a classic rock sound, but they've definitely evolved. They're a really good band.
And then Rising Regina that I mentioned, I don't know if you would know them. They're kind of a folk rock. But
I can't remember if I've seen them at a Rock for Life. I'm not.
You could have. I'm not sure. They have played a few of those.
Okay.
Their big thing though, and they're really good at it, is 3-part harmonies. The song that I'm going to play, Whiskey, you just have to hear it.
All right.
they're also they started a new band earlier in 2014. Same exact lineup, but. Rising Regina, they are doing like their Renaissance fairs and things. Is that band?
Okay.
And then they're doing a more. I can't remember the genre that they were saying their other band was, but it's called City Love Story. Is all right. The other band? I believe it's wearecitylovestory.com. But if you like harmonies, that's the band you want to check out. So let's see. How about an album title? Have you guys picked one out?
We've been messing around with some different ideas, but we haven't actually came up with an album title yet. We're gonna kind of see how it goes. If any of the song titles really stick out to us, or any of the lyrics or and any of the songs really stick out to us, but we haven't come up with that yet, though. But That'll be the next thing we gotta figure out here.
Call it glass.
Glass?
Shattered glass. Shattered
glass. Nice,
or,
nice.
Or egos. Shattered egos.
I like it.
I'll keep thinking on that.
All right.
Bone. Shattered bone.
Shattered bone. Nice.
That might hurt. Anyway, so is there anyone that you want to mention or say hello to, or any bands you want to talk about?
Let's see, we just got done playing with we played with After the Fall last month with my other band Salvus, and we played a show with them. They're always really awesome guys, really great band, and so we've probably played with them more than any other local band, I'd say. But they're really cool guys. I'm trying to think of who else we've been playing.
Did I see something about Mushroom Head tickets?
Yeah. Actually, we're playing with Mushroom Head next Saturday, the 10th, at Altar Bar. And if you message us on our website, we can get you tickets for a couple bucks cheaper than what they're going to be at the door. So I'm not sure exactly what time that show starts. It's going to be an early show, I believe. It's like 5 or 5:30 or 6 or something like that. But there's a lot of really good bands playing that show. Another local band, Shrouded Neglect, they're on that show as well. So it should be a really good time. It's a really good Mushroom Head's a really cool band to see live too. So it's going to be a good time.
What other name brand, I guess is how I'm going to word it this time. Name brand bands have you opened for in the past?
Well, this year we opened for Tantric in August. I think I mentioned that, but I think that was about it this year. But in the past, we've played with Seven Dust, we've played with Taproot, Cold Trap, 10 years, Nonpoint a couple times. But it's always fun to play with some of the bands that influence you, that you listen to a lot in your own, you know. Really cool to meet some of those bands. You get to play with some bigger crowds. So we try to do that as much as we can. Every couple times a year, we try to jump on a bigger show like that, and ends up being a lot of exposure for us. And
do you have any after show stories from when you were hanging out with those guys?
No, I guess not really. I guess probably the coolest thing that we've done as far as playing with a national band, we actually played an acoustic show a couple years back with the band Hurt, and they're a really, really awesome band.
I saw them live at an X Fest.
Oh yeah,
and I agree, they were really good.
Yeah, they're probably one of the most underrated bands that are out there right now, that I'd say. But it was an acoustic show, and it was a club cafe actually, and we were like, we were nervous as hell, and we went in there, and we had to do a sound check, and Hurt was doing their sound check when we walked in the door, and they had like a cello player, and it was pretty intimidating because it sounded pretty good, and we ended up doing our sound check, and we played a song, and Hurt singer and guitar player, and he's just a great musician. He was there watching us, and he ended up hanging out with us for about a half hour after we did our sound check, and we actually drank a couple beers with him, and he actually whenever they started playing, before they even started playing a song, he started talking about us and everything like that, and that was really
that'll
cool.
Help with exposure.
How awesome the guy he was. Yeah, yeah. It was definitely a nerve wracking show because it was a club cafe, and it was actually the second time that we'd ever played acoustic. The first being it was on your show, and that was the first time that we've actually played an actual show acoustically, and the place was packed. There was, probably 150 people at packed in club cafe, and Hurt was there watching and everything, and it was pretty nerve wracking, but it was probably one of the best experiences we've had as far as playing.
I have one more question for you. What's the worst thing that ever happened to you on stage?
Oh man, there's been a lot. I think we've only ever stopped a song once. I think we played a show.
Did somebody fall off the stage?
No, I think we just screwed up the song so bad that we all were just confused about where we were, and we had to stop the song. It was pretty bad. I'm sure there is a few other things that's happened to us before. We played a show for the four people that were in the other band that we played with, and the two bartenders one time. That was pretty bad.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah. Absolutely zero people in the entire place except for the bands and the workers. So that was pretty bad just from the like an embarrassment standpoint. But, yeah, it happens. You know, sometimes you never know what you're going to get when you go to a show, especially if you're driving like an hour and a half to play and you know you're not going to bring a lot of people. You know, there could be a whole big bar full of people waiting for you. There could be absolutely nobody. And, you know, whenever there's nobody, it's, you know, it's kind of bad because, you know, it's tough to really put on the same show that you would put on in front of, you know, a whole room full of people.
Isn't that where you pull out new songs and things that you're not sure about, right?
Yeah, that's when we do band huddles between every song and we're like, hey, what do you guys want to play next? We've actually done that. It shows that there was room full of people too.
I've seen a few bands do that.
We haven't done that in a long time. Whenever we were first starting, we weren't real prepared, but
I don't know if you remember, but at the PA Rock Show 8, there was the band that they didn't all show up. Do you remember that?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
They may have went on before you. They were like a 7-piece band and ended up being 3 of them.
Oh, wow.
And the singer borrowed a bass and played bass, and he's actually a guitar player.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't go over too bad, but you know, they had to decide what songs he knew on bass, and the other guy was a guitar player. But then my principal was there, and he wanted to hear a song. I can't remember who it was by, and they switched. The guitar player was now playing bass, and the singer was playing guitar. It was it worked out, but I don't think they played again after that. Yeah, that question that I just asked you about the worst things that ever happened on stage, it's just like you saying when you're going to a venue an hour and a half away, you don't know what's waiting for you.
Yeah.
I've gotten answers like yours where, you know, everybody just decided that they were confused and stopped playing, to a dog ran out and peed on the amp. So that's always an interesting question. I want to thank you for being on the show.
Especially, thank you for having me.
Saving me last minute. And you've been listening to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. We're going to hit you with some KGB, The Disease, Rise and Regina Whiskey, and we're going to end things with Slant 6, Into the Nothing. My name is Bill. With me tonight was Eric from Shattered and Salvison. Check them out at facebook.com/Salvison. Or facebook.com/shattered rocks. We'll see you next month, first Friday of every month. And go to parockshow.com to listen to all our past interviews and to listen to the radio show. You can also check us out the first Sunday of every month at 9 a.m. on megarockradio.net. That is coincidentally the same time that the show plays in St. Louis, Missouri on FM. I'm out of here.
This is John, the American Hilljack Lane, bringing you the concert calendar for January and February of 2015, brought to you by FU Entertainment. January 10th, it's After the Fall at Avamore, PA at the Avamore Moose. January 17th, Twisted Fate will be in Youngwood, PA at the Youngwood Fire Hall for the Rockin' for a Paws benefit concert. And then January 24th, Chaos in the Strip with After the Fall, Fistfight in the Parking Lot, Zero Fame, Skell, and Silk Nine at the Altar Bar. January 31st, it's All My Monsters in Blonox, PA at the Moondogs Pub. February 7th, Twisted Fate will be in Greensburg, PA at the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center. February 21st, Twisted Fate will be in Claridge, PA at the Carlton Hall. Also on the 21st, All My Monsters will be in Solver, PA at Peter B's. For more information on these concerts and others, go to akmusicscene.com. That's akmusicscene.com for your concert calendar needs.